Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this...
Diamond Cutter.
Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up.
Black Crow.
The 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause it's time, it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, that you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five.
God, it's me, DDP. Self high five. Yeah, I never really realized how much that self high five thing meant to so many fans. I mean, I did it just for fun. I remember someone from the high five me when I was coming out onto the Robert. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
I can hear you.
Okay, well, that's why I was wondering why Robert wasn't tuning down the music, because I kept going. So I just assumed maybe he doesn't hear me. Okay, technical difficulties.
Yeah,
it all works.
The longest fade in history.
Right. And without a fade, If it was going down, I'd have understood it. That self high five thing came from going out. But I was still a heel in the wrestling world, and fans always want to touch you, and I put up someone to do a high five, and as they went to do it, I just moved my hand and went self high five, and then it became a part of the character. I just thought it was funny, and then it just turned into the thing that so many people say, dude, you write self high five, or you know, say self high five or whatever. Pretty funny.
In my opinion, one of the best T-shirts was the Diamond DDP T-shirt with the pink self high five on the back.
We sold a lot of those. The one that sold the most was that blue one that looked like my face in between my hands in the shape of a diamond. I think I'm actually going to bring that back, the retro DDP T-shirt. First of all, welcome, Sparky. Good to have you on the show again. I appreciate you filling in for me while I was gone. How you been, man?
Not too bad, hanging in there. It's crazy times at work. But other than that, life is good. Boys are good. Life is good. I can't complain.
Awesome. And Stacy, you were here recently. We just spent a week in our 4 days in Mexico. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But how you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. I just did a below-the-belt workout, and then I went blueberry picking, so I've had a great day.
Oh, man, there's nothing better than fresh blueberries. Oh,
I know.
That's my favorite. And I know you got your man there who will be on with us later on. Thanks for coming on, Bill. He was an awesome chef. We'll talk about that in a minute. Robert, I did not talk to Robert, by the way, from Wednesday to Wednesday. So what it was like having like a total vacation of getting phone calls every 30 minutes or 30 seconds or the morning. What's that
like? It was
like?
Weird.
How
man.
You doing, bro?
That's been doing good. I mean, it's been, you know, we've been working together for like 6+ years, and I think that may be the first time it's happened. So it was a little bizarre.
I didn't call him. I thought, I'm just going to give him a couple more days because I know he's expecting me to call any moment. One of the reasons that I wasn't calling him is because I went down an extra earlier with Angela. We went down to Mexico. Mexico at one of the most beautiful resorts, and it was a great time. I got a day early because I wanted to go down to Tulum, which that's about another hour and a half south of where we were, about 30 miles south of Cancun in Mexico. Beautiful down there, and I wanted to see some of the rooms and stuff, and just be a tourist for a bit before we came back. And I also was going to test myself over the next couple of days. I don't really drink more than once a day. Once in a blue moon, I'll drink twice in a row or twice in a week. You know, that's a lot for me, where it used to be 7 days a week when I was younger. Slowly went to 6, to 5, to 4. And I started thinking, man, I got to start getting healthier instead of drinking the way I'm drinking. And at 37 or 38, so I really flipped the gears and started to really cut back. But now I drink once a week, once every 7 to 10 days, once in a while, maybe twice in a week. But going down to Mexico, you know, it's Mexico, and the margaritas are awesome. And I wanted to see how long I could go, so I'll share that with you in a minute. I want to let you know what's happening in the world of DDP. I will actually be seeing two Team DDP Yoga members there. One I just spent in Mexico for the last 4 days. David Ortiz, he's going to come by and grab Boomer, who's like 15 miles from Lancaster, because I'll be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That will be Friday night. I'll actually be there Thursday night for some sort of little signing that the guy wants me to come in and do for the people. And then I'm going to be doing some PR, of course, for DDP Yoga. But we're also going to be hitting the field, and they're hoping that they're going to get a couple hundred people on the field. I'm like, dude, if you get 50 people on the field, you know, to do a workout, and it's going to be easy. It's going to be 15, 20 minutes. It's going to be, you know, they got the grass out there, so it'll be anybody can do this type of workout. But I'm psyched that Boomer's going to be there, and that it's going to be there. David's going to be there. So I know at least got two guys out there with me, and they're going to take it onto the field. But the thing that I've been, I wouldn't say nervous about, but I would say starting to work on, what I'm going to call for the workout, it's throwing the first pitch, because I throw like a girl. You know, like I'll actually really put, you know, I was always on the farm league, never made a little league team, which of course really made me love baseball all that much more. When I got on the football field, I hit those kids extra harder. When I was playing hockey, I checked those kids extra harder who made the baseball team. But you got to throw the ball. So I'm here in Baltimore right now, did some awesome PR in the morning with my buddy of mine, Marty. We did his show on WBZ right here in Baltimore. And I also did Rock 98 this morning. And those guys kept me on for like three breaks. So it was a blast being on there. But you know where I just came from, States, and how much, you know, it was nonstop while we were there. I didn't sleep the whole time I was down. You know, it was no light you can sleep in, because every morning I had to get up and do a workout. And by the time I went to bed, it was time to get back up. But that's what happened when I got here to Baltimore, too. Both mornings I was like 6:30, 7 o'clock. I have to go to bed and watch the Olympics until 12. By the time I get to sleep, it's for 2. So I still haven't slept since I left there. But I had a great time on 98 Rock with me and one of the other guys who was on the show. Both of them are going to be doing the program. Matter of fact, Robert, don't let me forget that. I didn't call you today or send you something on that. I want to make sure we send them out the program, because they're gonna block it. They're gonna bring it monthly. I'm gonna come on the show and on 98 Rock, which is an awesome place to be, you know, especially in this Baltimore area. On Friday or Saturday, I'm gonna hop in a car and head over to Syracuse, New York, to a town right outside of Syracuse called Rome, New York, and that's in your area, right, Stacey?
Yeah, it's really only couple hours away.
That would be the area.
Who knows?
Okay, 20 minutes.
Maybe we'll surprise you.
Like, all I can say is someone will take Diamond Cutter there. That's all I know for sure. I don't really know much after that. Then I'll be heading to Atlanta for a little bit. And then here's something. We had canceled the the Tampa gig down at D1, we learned a lot as far as programming and stuff. Left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. So our second seminar will be, and this one is totally control. We got a really good turnout coming out for Sean Hens's MMA school down there in Nashville. That's not till the middle of September. But this is what just came up in the middle of this, and this is sort of like big news. If he really does, Jake the Snake Roberts. We've been connecting over the last couple of weeks. And Jake's 300 pounds right now. His body's as beat up as it can be. He's got a hip replacement, neck screwed up. I mean, he's a mess right now. And, you know, without Jake Roberts, I always say without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page, but the other guy was Jake Roberts. Jake Roberts helped me with my psychology more than anyone on how to get over as a wrestler. He taught me how to take wrestling that was, scripted and make it real and make people care about the character. So I am deeply indebted to him, and I've been wondering when he's ever going to call me and say, dude, I need your help. He did. I finally get an opportunity to really help him. Steve and I are going down to Gainesville, Texas on, I believe it's Saturday, Friday. I think it's Friday night, and we're going to film Jake down. And if he is where he says he is, then I'm going to be moved back into Atlanta. I'm going to rent a really slick place, and I'm going to document the Jake journey. So,
that's sweet.
Maybe the worst it will be, or I should say, the least it will be, is a YouTube. Continual YouTube episodes, and Jake is a compelling character. Also, and he's got to lose 30 pounds in 30 days to do this. And the only reason I gave him that number is because he lost 32 pounds the first month, the first time he was in position, and that's Dylan Meyer, who was 290 pounds, 6 foot, I should say 5'6". 16 years old when his mother wrote me. It was around the same time that Arthur wrote me back. And I called his mom and I said, if you really think this kid will do it, I'll help him. And he did. Amazing. He lost 100 pounds in 10 months. He stopped eating wheat and dairy because when you're tonally obese, it has so much to do with what food choices you're making. Now, it's still carbohydrate. The food, the wheat and dairy are like poison for him. So I told him that it was brain anymore. Of course, once, like so many people, and Stacey knows better than anybody, because you lost 100 pounds twice. You know, if it's just a body, if you put that food back there with the calorie, a boom, it's going to come back. Before you know it, Dylan was, instead of 192, he was 262. Like, boom. It was like a couple of months. It happened to Rev, who is starting his journey again. He went from 168. Next thing you know, he's 264. You know? But he is really bad.
Bro, you're breaking up a bit. But yeah, Rev Kev is killing it right now. He put up some of the moves and the things he's been popping out, and he's been hitting them like he was when he was at his goal weight.
Robert, let me ask you.
I heard you say something, bro, but I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah, I think we're losing you, Dallas. So. All right, yeah, so these guys are killing it. I'm going to hop in here real quick until Dallas gets back in, because he's breaking up on us. But these are some guys that have been with it for a while, and when they stick to that diet with the gluten-free and the dairy-free, it can really be. I know the dairy-free, the dairy was actually really one of the big things that was killing me. I cut that out of my diet, and I cut so much stuff out related to medical issues as far as like acid reflux. I saw some things with eczema go. you know, and actually cutting the weight down from that actually helped me with my sleep apnea too. You probably saw the same stuff happen to you, Stacey.
Yeah, and I had also just so much more energy after I cut the dairy out, and I was so shocked because I thought I was going to be miserable without cheese, and my body was actually like, thank you, God, for, you know, for taking this out of my system.
And people don't realize, man, you can still have good cheese that just isn't cow dairy, you know? I love me some Manchego cheese. That's some awesome stuff. But I wanted to get out there real quick because Dylan's actually in the chat room. He's listening live right now. And I just wanted to give him a shout-out because he's been in and out. That guy's got a hell of a schedule. And anybody doing DDP yoga and fitting it into that, I mean, if you've got 20 minutes, you can do DDP yoga and get yourself together. So,
Before we got Dallas back.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm on Skype, so I have to go, what the fuck, Skype? I mean, I'm not using my phone, I'm using Skype. You're not supposed to have this kind of problems. So back to Dylan, and I heard what you guys are saying. I can still hear it coming over my computer. Good stuff. The thing with Dylan is, I said, you got to lose 30 pounds to make this cut. Because I'm not having you come back in again and then not deliver it, you know, because we got to set the best example for Jake Roberts. You can't ask someone to walk the walk when you don't walk the talk. So the bottom line is that Dylan, I said, take a picture of the scale so we see exactly where you are. And because I didn't want him to say, and because he could have, anybody could have said, well, I'm only 224. Or I'm 240, and now look at my weight. I wanted to know what he weighed. So his new weight, and he started at 190, I should say 292, went down to 192. Today he's at 336.
Wow. So and we actually have Dylan with us right now.
Okay, Dylan.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Yo. I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I just heard, I was listening to the radio, and, you know, we had this talk yesterday, and, you know, I'm back, and, you know, it all starts with communicating on Team DDP Yoga and listening into the radio, and just wanted to let everybody know I am here.
Nice.
Okay, and then that's what I want to hear. So we'll see where you are, bro, on as we roll into September 1st. And, you know, some people, like I've heard some people say, you know, when they go to Team DDP Yoga and all of a sudden all these people start greeting them and they're like, whoa, what's this, like a cult? It's like, wait a second. What is AA? AA is a community that helps each other because they've all got problems of drugs and alcohol. This group, a lot of people have the problem of food-a-hall, especially wheat and dairy-a-hall. You know, it's a support system. That's exactly what it is. And when people actually really support each other, really amazing things happen. So
I'd say it's even a family, bro.
Absolutely. And that's a whole other step farther that we really got into, you know, big time when we were in Mexico. So what I want to, you know, what I want to tell you is what we, when we went down there, you know, I guess there was about 30 of us, and my family came down there too, my sister, my brother-in-law, my nieces, my one niece was her 21st birthday. I mean, it was a great party, and we just didn't work out and eat really amazing food there because everything they got's amazing, but we party too. So Stacey, let me ask you a question because you didn't make it last year, but you made it this year. So what do you think? Like, give us your feedback from what you thought of the trip.
Well, I mean, there were so many facets to it that were just so wonderful. I mean, the location, we could have had a retreat anywhere and it would have been fun, but literally we were just in the middle of paradise. I've never been to Hawaii, but Bill said it reminded him an awful lot of Hawaii, just the sheer beauty. So that in and of itself was really nice and really kind of healing to just see all that beauty. But then being, you know, face-to-face with your support system and people that you only kind of interact with online was really wonderful. Working out with you in person was really challenging and great. And the food was like, they were so on top of the gluten-free, this resort. It really impressed me.
Yeah, it was really, really great. And one of the things that we added in here, I want to bring him in here because this is Stacy's boyfriend, but he also is a master chef, and he cooks all different ways. And one of his specialties is gluten-free. So I said, Billy, will you cook up something so you could show people how quick and easy it could be, but what it also tastes like? And, you know, Bill, first of all, what did you think of the resort down there, bro?
The resort was beautiful, Dallas. I've done a few all-inclusives, and honestly, I wrote the thing off that, you know, I would never go back. But this was as nice as anywhere, and honestly, the service was excellent. There wasn't anything these people couldn't have done for you. The food was excellent, and it was just a beautiful place. Like I said to Stacy, it reminded me of... The setting of that resort reminded me of Maui, Hawaii. The only thing lacking were the volcanoes, you know, on the other island. It was a beautiful place.
And just to share what you made, because it was, I thought it was as good as anything we ate down there, and you made it like bing, bang, boom. Just give me, like, the Cliff Notes, because we actually filmed it. We're going to put together a little edited film of that, of you making this dish. What exactly did you make down there, bro?
Well, I did greens and beans, which is a traditional Italian either main course or appetizer. Greens and beans is just simply some sautéed pancetta or bacon, garlic, chicken stock, and... spinach. You just put raw spinach into the chicken stock and naturally it's going to wilt. The only difference was they really didn't understand that I wanted cannellini beans, so I had to substitute green peas at the last minute, but they worked fine too. And it's just a very simple, nice, tasty appetizer that's easy to do. And if you want to make it a meal, you can certainly reserve the chicken from the boiling of your own stock, or if you want to throw some shrimp in it or whatever you want to do. But we just did it as a simple starter soup. And then, excuse me, we did the chicken Oscar, which, quite frankly, Dallas, I've always used potato flour. And I saw you take a step back and look at me and say, Bill, you mean I can have veal parmesan? Well, really, it's the same thing. I don't dredge my chicken or my veal in wheat flour to saute it. It gets gluey. Potato flour has a much better taste. Most Italian restaurants will have potato starch or potato flour. So basically, I did my take on Chicken Oscar. I dredged pounded chicken in potato flour, sauteed it in olive oil with just a little bit of garlic, deglazed the pan with some sherry. Whatever sherry wine they had down there was fantastic. It was Spanish. I took a picture of the bottle. I'm going to try to find it. But it had a really great taste to it. And then I had seared off some asparagus, and I had cooked off a couple of chopped up lobster tails. You can use lobster or crab for Oscar. So we took the chicken breast. We set the lobster meat on top of the breast. We set four asparagus spears on top of that. And then we sliced some Manchego cheese on top, left it in the saute pan, put it under the salamander broiler. At home, you can just bake it in the oven for, you know, 10 minutes. And, you know, bon appetit, there it is. And I poured some of the pan drippings on top of it. I prefer it that way with a couple of the pan drippings rather than some restaurants do it with a gluey cheese sauce. And I don't think it's as good that way.
It was awesome, and we cut it up in little pieces, and everybody was sliding through, because you weren't just there to eat it, you were there to watch Bill cook it, and how quick and easy it could be. And Stacy, you came up with a great little appetizer when people were coming in, people who love olives. What was actually in your little olive dip that you had there?
Yeah, that was a real simple concoction of chopped up green olives, some red pimentos, garlic, fresh rosemary, and, of course, extra virgin olive oil. This is a really wonderful spread that can be used, you know, as an hors d'oeuvre, like on crackers. I put it on pizza sometimes. It's an omelet. It's great. But your nutritionist that you, you know, turned me on to, Bernadette Saviano, said you should always try to have some acid with your meal. She said, you know, even just a few olives. So this is a great addition to a meal just to help your digestion. And it's got a lot of healthy fat in it. So I thought it would be nice to make that and show people that you can have some really, you know, really good tasting stuff. And it'll work for your body instead of against it.
And we put it all on gluten-free, you know, whether it was crackers or their bread, which was actually really good, especially when it was toasted. And then Angie came in at the end and made up her chocolate chip cookies that were gluten-free. And we had to use some butter.
Brownies.
Now, her brownies were awesome. Her brownies were amazing. So everybody got to try those as well. So we had like the full, you know, we had the appetizers, we had the main meal, and we had the baking. And, you know, Paula got back there and started working with Angela, and other people started just helping out. And everybody gets like involved a little bit. And then we all sit around and eat and, you know, have a good time. So
everything we made that day would stand up anywhere. You could serve that to anybody, not say a word, and they would devour it and enjoy every bite.
Absolutely. And that's really it. It's just eating smarter, you know. And I told everybody there, some people weren't really concerned with losing weight because they got to their spot. But everybody's always conscious of the fact. And if you've already gone wheat-free and dairy-free and your body's feeling so much better, don't poison it with that shit. If you're going to be trying to lose weight, if you're going to treat yourself, then have those namaste brownies. Angie took them right out of the bag, didn't put any of her special stuff or anything in it, just made them as is so you could see, wow, these things are awesome the way they are. You know,
and
then throw the rest in the freezer. You know, throw them in the freezer. You take them out in 2 seconds, they're thawed out. And Angie doesn't like eating things that are frozen. I like eating like cupcakes or stuff like that that's frozen because it's not frozen all the way through. They're very cold and a little bit harder, but it's still, when you let them thaw out, they're perfect. But I like them a little hard because it's almost like ice cream, and it makes me eat it slower as opposed to chomp, go on. It really is a strategy. You know, people just think I'm naturally lean and all that. That's not true. I work at it just like everybody else.
By the
does.
Way, Dallas, I showed my sister the picture that I put up on Facebook of you. She said you look better and younger than you did like 3 years ago. So I just thought I'd pass that on. What is he doing? You know, because he looks younger. So
yeah,
I said,
I'm eating good. There you go. But the other side of it, I did abuse myself while I was down there. The first night I was there, and nobody was there except for, the first night. The first night I didn't drink. When you guys got there, no, it was the first night I did drink. So I drank the first night I was there, and I had mucho margaritos, and I had them really clean ones, and they were delicious. And then when you guys got there, I drank two nights in a row with you guys. And here's how a day would go down there. You wake up, you catch breakfast. You could catch breakfast in the room and have room service. And then you don't get killed with some crazy bill because it's part of it. So I'd have room service every morning, jump in a shower, jump out, hop in a little the golf cart, go to the Palapa where we'd all meet there. Hey, Stacey, how about that breeze coming off the ocean? Was that unbelievable?
Oh, God. It was one. It just made the whole thing like, you know, picture perfect, and it made the workouts much more bearable.
Because it was hot, but that breeze was so sweet. And then we'd get a workout in for me. We'd work on breathing. We'd work on, you know, some moves to practice certain moves. So you make sure you got a lunge right or whatever I was going to introduce new that day or whatever. And then we got into the workout. And within less than an hour and 45 minutes, we're done. We're out. People are off to go do what they want to do. And that would be somewhere around, you know, 11:30-ish, quarter 12. And then Then some people would come back for the second workout, and we had Arthur do some stuff out there, especially some elongated stretching stuff that he had been working on, and he shared with everybody. And then I would come in for the end for the energy stuff, and we get that second one. So the first day, I forgot to tell you this. The first day we met on the beach. And it's like it's off the Palapa because they need to use that for the band that night. And our workout's at 6 o'clock that night. So we're right out there. There's no sun out there. Sun's already set. We're out there getting a workout. Everybody walking by and everything. We had awesome energy. The next morning, we're up at the Palapa. By 10 o'clock, we're starting. We go to around 11:30, quarter 12. Then we take downtime. And you want to go eat, go over here. Chase, did you get to eat at that where they had the smoothies and all that, the healthy smoothies? Did you get to eat at that restaurant?
I went there every day. Yep, I loved it there. And I made, I had awesome. Them custom make smoothies, you know, and they were right. Wonderful. That's where I got my enzymes.
And that's what I'm telling you. This is all included. Like some people go, well, are you ever going to do it in the States? Because it would be so nice if we could drive there or get there on a quicker flight. I said, do you know how much it would cost to do what we're doing right now? What was costing $900 would be like $1,700. And you'd always have to be worried, I can't have room service. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't eat that because that costs too much. It doesn't matter. Because this is like those boat trips, those carnival cruises, they're all inclusive. Their food sucks. Their drinks are watered down. Yeah, this is the real deal. So that's why I wanted to have the energy coming off of that. I want to bring some people on for some questions here, and then we'll get back to this on and off stage. I understand we got Sparky, anything you want to throw in there, just, you know, bro, just step on me. You know, shut me up.
I'm chilling,
And I'll tell you what, Spark, why don't you take some calls? Since Stacey did this with us on there, why don't you take some, anybody got any questions, send them over to Sparky, and then he'll rotate them to me, and we'll answer them from there. Yeah. We got Nick. We got Nick online here, right, Robert? Is he still on?
Yes. Yeah. How's it going?
Good, Nick. Where are you calling from?
Nick?
Hey, I'm calling from Reston, Virginia, man, kind of near Baltimore, so welcome to the area,
Hello?
Did we lose you?
There you go. I'm just cheering you on, bro.
Okay, I hear you. I'm I just wanted to say, I don't know, listening to you guys talk about all the gluten-free cooking is making me real hungry, but I'm just really excited. I'm about to go, I just had my birthday yesterday. And turned 32, and I'm like really excited. This month I'm doing the gluten-free, dairy-free, and you guys are getting me really pumped up. And so I don't know, it's cool. I guess that's it.
How old are you, man?
Just turned 32.
Awesome. Hey, dude, I wish I started when I was 32, because wherever you get that, you know, where you start, the better you are, man. And if you're starting late, don't worry about it. You've got a long way to catch up. But, you know, just to let you know, are you a member on Team DDP Yoga?
I am. Yeah. I'm on there, and I follow on Twitter and everything. I'm keeping up with everybody. And, I started this thing after I saw, you know, Arthur and Stacy, you know, their videos. And, it was just, like, so inspiring. And my wife and I both do it. And she actually did the she can do the Black Crow. Like, I can't do it yet, but working on it, you know. So I'm excited. We're about to get the second, you know, the second pack, so super pumped.
Awesome. Now, Nick, I wanted the reason I asked you about TeamDDPYoga.com, if you remember that, what you are, up in the right hand corner it'll say gluten-free, dairy-free, and if you click that, it'll say, don't eat this, eat that. And any place I have eat that or try that, it's because I know that stuff tastes awesome. Because if it doesn't taste good, I'm not putting it up there. So you've got my, you know, what, and I'm pretty, I'm an egg snob. I'm actually a food snob to a certain degree. When you go out to eat with your friends and you know you're going to a bar, you know that the odds of you getting the food you want are really slim. So,
yeah.
you know, unless not I know the people. Yeah, right. I'm not really going to go there to eat, but in this scenario, I did today. But they had a good salad, and I had some blackened chicken. Boom. You know, I got what I wanted, and it tasted great. And so I was really surprised, but that place has been there for a while. It's actually the Full Moon. I don't know if you've ever been past that, but they actually had an amazing blackened chicken. And their blackened ahi is really good as well. Well, Nick, thanks for calling in. And if you got any questions, you know where to get the answers, man. And we're up here. If you want to try next week, come on and tell us what you're eating and any suggestions, because sometimes you don't know what they are. And the no-brainers to me are pasta, tinchiata. You know, it's tinchiata is the best pasta you find. So All right, bro.
Cool. Thank you very much. All right,
we got Logan next.
Yeah, and in between that, Dallas, we got a bunch of people who have some interest in the retreat for next year already, and want to know when you'd announce it and how soon and who they can contact to get in on it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't confirmed this, but I'm looking at the calendar, and I'm almost positive that we're going to go back like the same time, so like a year from now, which will put us back in July. And I'm just clicking my calendar while I'm talking to you, because I had the date, and I don't know what I did with it, but I'm pulling it up again to return my brain into this. It's the 25th, which is pretty much the same date as this year, to the 29th. So you could come in on that's 4 nights, 5 days of July. It's the third week. You know, it's far enough away from 4th of July. You got that time where, you know, it's still July, so we get the best price. And this year, I'm telling you now, because this will go up probably by next week. We'll have it up there. If you want to get ahead of the line, just call my sister. And that number is it's still up there, I think, up on the for the last retreat. But it's 732-899-8400. That's 732-899-8400. Talk to Sally. I mean, while we were there, I know Stacey Bill said, we're back next year, no matter what. I mean, I had so many people come up to me. I know a minimum of at least half the people that went there are coming back. But you know how hot EDP yoga keeps getting hotter, hotter, and hotter. I don't want to take in over 60 people. I want to keep it intimate. It was really intimate with, like, I think we had like 34 people there. And it was and I think 60 will still be very doable. But you want to first come, first serve. It costs $150 to hold your room down. It'll probably be about the same price it was this year. My sister will find out more about that when she gets back. She isn't even back from Mexico, because they love her so much down there. All the places are trying to get her to come there, so they'll push that, you know, their resort. But that's our place. Because they are, as Stacey said and Bill said, so accommodating to us. So, Sparky, before we bring Logan on here, what questions? Do we have any questions over there in the chat room specific?
Yeah, people were talking about chicken. And one time I think you had mentioned a specific brand of chicken that you wanted. And Katie Stifler was asking about what that was and where she could get it.
Well, really, I always go to Whole Foods because their beef is just a cut above. And what I learned, there's your cheese, like step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. You never see chicken step five. You eat these steaks. That's like the cow born there, died there, grass in their mouth. All right, so that's what that means at the highest level. And what's so effed up about the government, they put such restrictions on these farmers, whether it's for meat or for vegetables. They put so many stipulations on there to prove they are organic that it rises the prices up. So we can't really afford the good foods. And it sounds like a conspiracy, but it's true. I mean, the GMO... genetically modified garbage that is wheat, milk, corn. We can get all that we want and get it next to, because it poisons. It makes us tired. And reading.
We're losing you again, Dallas. Yeah, but actually, the stuff that you're saying, like if people hit that Rodman O'Brien spot on the front page, that's got some really good information that'll really shock you with the stuff that's in there. She was describing the corn like you were talking about, Dee, and how they actually have pesticide combined with the corn so that when it grows, it repels insects. That's actually kind of disgusting and scary.
Yeah, I think she said corn was just genetically modified, so it was actually its own, what's the word you used?
What's that?
The corn was genetically modified, I think is what she said, so it was basically its own pesticide.
Well,
yeah.
They've wrapped it into the DNA. They've actually wrapped the pesticide into the DNA of a piece of corn so that, or I should say a seed of corn, so that the if you look up on the EPA, corn is actually listed as pesticide. I almost got it. Round down is a big noise. So that's what I'm saying, where the food is so bad. You know, so we can get all the bad food we want. But the expensive food, and let's go back to the chicken so I answer Sparky's question. Would you, every piece of chicken that is killed and cut off of a chick is thrown in a vat of salt. And what that does is puffs the salt, I should say, puffs the chicken up. So when you buy it, you go, wow, look how good this size of chicken is. But you put it on the grill, and what happens to it? You know, it shrinks up. But if you get air-chilled chicken. And all that means is from the minute that thing is killed, it is stuck in a cooler, at not at a freezing temperature, but at a cooling temperature. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it stays air-chilled. And if you take I always suggest if you have the an extra 5 or 10 minutes to cook, instead of grilling that chicken, especially if it's on the bone, maybe you grill it on both sides and brown it. Then you stick it in the oven and you bake it for 45 minutes. Now, I learned this from Terry Lang and her husband, Warren. And then get one of those thermometers. Stick it in the chicken so you don't have to cut it open to see if it's pink or raw. Stick that thermometer into the chicken, and when it hits 160, it's done. Bang! That chicken will be so moist, especially if you like marinate it in something, for a couple hours ahead of time. Oh my God, it's amazing! It's amazing. Stacey, let me ask you, or Bill, either one of you, what do you do to a chicken? Like, what kind of marinades do you like?
Well, I just like, olive oil and lemon and a little chopped garlic. But, Bill, what do you like?
Dallas, I'm going to give everybody a real quick one because this is something that's spectacular. Salt and pepper the chicken, any herb you like, whether it be rosemary, thyme, oregano, or all three of them. Take the chicken, get yourself a cast iron skillet, get it smoking hot, just like you said. Sear that chicken in olive oil, skin side down, for about 3 minutes. Flip it to the other side for 3 minutes, then throw it in the oven for a half an hour at 400 degrees. You'll have something absolutely moist, seared, and incredible.
And the reason why you sear it, I learned it from my buddy who's a chef too, is you seal all the juices in, right?
You got it, and don't, like you said, don't cut it open. Stick a meat thermometer, try to get it under the skin, like you said, 160, done, bang, moist, juicy. All you do when you throw chicken on the grill is dry it out. All the grill should be used for, if you like that flavor, then then bake it, then grill it for, 10 minutes just to finish it off. But I prefer it seared in the pan, and you'll have it crispy skinned and absolutely moist and delicious.
Well, Bill, let me ask you about that. So you're saying you should bake the chicken first and then grill it if you like the grill effect.
Yeah, when you grill chicken from the start, all you're doing is burning all the juices and everything right out of it. And any, you want a little bit of the fat for flavor. I mean, you know, there's nothing worse than bland dried chicken. So take it and, like you said, Dallas, bake it in the oven if you want first, then just coat it with some barbecue sauce and finish it. I did ribs tonight that way. I baked it for, well, they were ribs, they were a little different, but I baked them in the oven for an hour, then coated them in the barbecue sauce, and then finished them on the grill for about 10 minutes, and Stacy will tell you how they work.
They were amazing.
Well, that
nice and soft.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've been doing that the wrong way. So that's a great lesson, man. I'm so glad you said that to me. I knew about the cereal.
Well, you've got my cell phone number, so I can walk you through anything you want.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just glad everybody else heard that, too. So, okay, we got Logan. Are you still on the – first of all, before I bring Logan on, if anybody wants to ask any questions about the retreat, ask anything about gluten-free, talk to Sparky, me, Bill, Stacy, Robert, whoever, the number is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. We only got a couple people on here, and we'll get to everybody if you call in, and then we'll lock it up. We'll see as long as people.
Well, we just lost you again, D. So who do we have on the line?
Logan.
Logan, what's up, brother? I know Dallas isn't here right now, but you have a question that one of us can hit for you.
You lost him again.
Sounds like it, bro.
He'll be back.
He'll be back on. He's listening, so he'll hear the question, or we'll just tell him what's up. How you been?
Good.
What do you got going on?
I did try to change my diet.
Okay. So you came Team DVP Yoga, you got the program, you're eating, what do you
no,
have
I don't
a challenge
have
with?
I don't have the program yet.
Okay. So what do you want to change with your diet? Are you doing gluten-free, dairy-free?
Gluten? I'm not doing gluten. I want to.
Okay.
I'm trying to change that. I want to eat healthy. Huh?
So you're having a problem getting there? You need, you know, what you want to do is you want to cut out the wheat, barley, and rye stuff that you have. So, you know, like most of your breads, your coatings, like breadcrumbs, your bagels, you know, skin on fried chicken, stuff like that. What's that?
I shouldn't eat that stuff.
Depends what you want. It depends what you want.
Yeah.
You're breaking up on my phone.
I think that might be your phone, brother. Does everyone's else sound clear to everybody else?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear everybody.
Well, he's calling from the UK,
phone.
Aren't you, bro?
No,
it might be you, buddy.
Calling from the U.S.
You call from the U.S., all right, well, what part? I don't know, man. Try a different line. That's why I got on Skype, because my phone sucked.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. You sound like you're from the U.K. Are you a Pennsylvania boy?
Yeah.
All right, okay, well, maybe it was just the connection I was hearing. All right,
well,
so you're
from the east side of the state.
What?
I was going to say, at least say you're from the good side of the state. You Pittsburgh boy or Philly boy?
I can't hear you.
All right, Logan. Call back at a different time, and we'll try to catch you on here. Do we have anybody else on hold, bro?
Oh, yeah, actually, we do. I haven't got a name yet, but we've got somebody from the 415 area code.
That's San Francisco. Hello, who we got here?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Can you guys?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name, brother?
Hey, this is this is James from San Francisco.
See, I told you,
hey,
San
James.
Francisco 45. How you doing, James?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Doing
you got
good.
A question, bro?
I do have a question. I mean, I just tuned in. I've actually had a couple of questions over the last couple of weeks, but I forgot them by now.
That's why you write things down, man.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. I'm young. I'm mistake prone. So.
Okay. Well, how old are you?
23.
Oh, you ain't that young. Come on.
I mean, okay. Okay, I guess not. I guess not, but that's just me being carefree, I guess. But
that's cool.
I just wanted to say that I've been doing this for what is it? I'm on my ninth day now, and it's freaking sick. It's freaking sick, man. Actually, DDP, we were talking before I got on, and that made me, you talking to me, got me juiced to do it.
Where were we talking?
And, at first, we were talking on YouTube, and then on the website, and then on Facebook. It got pretty out of hand, and then we pretty much been talking every now and then on the website.
And what's your first name? And what's
James.
Your first name?
James.
I'm sorry. Oh, James. Okay, buddy. Oh, good to have you. So things are working out for you.
Oh yeah. Day two was pretty crazy. I've never been able to bend over and touch my toes ever in life. And day three, I just I got up, stretched out, and then I went to go bend over and tie my freaking shoe, and I was like, I don't have to bend my fucking knees.
It's a good feeling that you're still a kid.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that I never did a lot of stretch. I never did stretching. I used to lift weights and stuff. Never had to stretch, you know, that invincibility complex that kids my age have.
Right. Well,
but I just wanted to say, say what?
No, I said, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say thanks for putting such a great product out there, man. I'm telling everybody about it, the people who are nearest and dearest to me, and I got someone excited about it. They're gonna be putting in an order today, and I think as far as right now, excuse my voice, I'm a little hoarse and pretty freaking nervous to be talking to one of my heroes from the 90s, dude. It's really surreal. But
how many superstars actually write you back on YouTube or any of that, huh?
I know, right? High five for that.
Don't high five. You know, I'm glad you're in the program, bro, and just keep us posted as you move forward. Yeah, I want to talk about on that note about your people calling in or writing in. There was a young lady, and her name is it escapes me right now. I just had it knock me out of my head. Wendy Wild. Wendy, I'm pretty sure it's Wendy Wild. Oh God, I gotta look that up. I just have so many people. I get swarmed by it, but she is such a cool lady. She is a she was a firewoman, one of the very first ones, actually, that were, you know, when women were just breaking in to be, you know, firewomen. That's a bold statement, because you talk about a man's world. And she started doing the program and loved the program. And she actually, now she's retired from actually being a firewoman. And she's now more of a consultant. And she was sort of blown away that that I was already working with a lot of the Oklahoma City firefighters, and she also wanted me to get in touch. It's Wendy Wild. I knew I was it right. She is now trying to reach out to other different fire departments and police departments about doing DDP yoga, which is, you know, really, really cool. And anytime that I can, you know, Steve and I and Arthur went up and worked with the Marines in Camp Lejeune. just about, you know, three or four weeks ago. And anytime we can get to work with firemen and Jimbo Patterson, you know, one of our firemen who's on his way to getting certified, you know, right now, you know, he came in and he was down there for his second trip to our retreat down there, and we did have a really good blast. And the monster motivator Doug, he came in and he was awesome. And between Doug getting footage, so we're gonna have some really fun pictures, you know, from, you know, because what we would do after, I forgot to tell you guys this, my ADD kicked in and we went somewhere else, but after we got done with a second workout, a lot of us would end up going down to my pool or to Sally's pool or whatever, and I think there's going to be a lot more people ordering that casitas next year because those things are sick. Stacey, did you get a chance to look in to my sister's room? Did you get a chance to look at the casitas at all?
No, I didn't. I bet they were fabulous, though.
Everything was a swim-up pool, and you come around to the bar. So, you know, Doug and Orth, David got some video footage, and there's some buzzes involved here. So some of it should be fun stuff. And I'm going to put it all out there. I'll probably have to beat me occasionally, but it'll all work. Okay, we got two more people, and then we're going to call the show here. So no more calling in us here. But we'll get to everybody here. And how do you say that? Is it Delicia? Delicia? Is that
Delicia.
It? Delicia, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, thank you, Dallas.
Hey.
I love that name. So where are you from, Delicia?
I'm from Australia, just outside of Sydney, and I've been stalking you to come down under. And Marlon and I are working on it. It's me.
Hey, Felicia.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Stacey.
I love that accent.
I told you I don't give up.
Are you Skyping today?
No, I'm on the home phone.
Home phone, wow. Okay, that's going to cost you that. So what would you like to know?
Well, when you're coming, but we're working on that, so I might know before you.
I just wanted to ring in.
I've got to start a job probably in the next couple of weeks, so I won't be able to come on live because it's 12 o'clock midday here, and I'm going to miss this. Everyone is so wonderful, and it's, you know, I'm a baby at this program, and it's just been so awesome. It's so awesome. Good. What it's done for my confidence is what's blown me out of the water. And Stacey knows about that.
That's beautiful. Well, thanks for calling it.
You're welcome, and I can't wait to meet you down here.
I'm looking forward to it. I actually did my first movie ever. I did a movie for TBS called First Daughter. They still play it all the time. And we kidnapped the president's daughter. And it was really interesting because I was in Sydney, and I'd never been there before. And the city, I love the city and the people. Everybody was so friendly. And now I know we're going out to this place that looked almost like the Grand Canyon-esque type of waterfalls and this really amazing place that we were going to film. I'd seen pictures of it. And I got in the car, and we were driving about 20 minutes. I go, what's it going to take us, about 2 hours, 3 hours to get out to this thing? He goes, oh, no, I'm turning right here. And he made a left turn and went from a city right down into this park and this ravine. It was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe that was there in the middle of the city. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, it's awesome. You don't have to go far to see so much. So, yeah, it's a huge place, but, yeah, everything's just amazing. So when you come back, you can see even more.
Well, you'll have to give me one of my guides when I'm there, because I'd never come into a place like that and just come in, work, and leave. I'm coming. I'm making it into a vacation while I'm there. So I'd like to see as
much as I can.
Well,
that's what I'm doing when I go to Mexico next year.
Going to be awesome.
Oh, you're going to be there?
I'm going to Mexico for sure. Absolutely.
Nice.
Sweet.
Absolutely. Oh. I don't know how yet, but I'll be there.
Well, that's where it starts.
it starts
with that.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a good
day. Keep up the great work.
Yeah,
okay,
keep it up.
Bye, Katie.
Thanks, baby. I love that. Calling in from Australia. That's awesome. Not even on Skype, using her home phone.
No, that's awesome.
All right, our last call is Hack. We got Tyler. You there, bro?
Hack. Yeah, I am. Hack. Sorry about
awesome.
that.
How are you, Hack? You got a question?
Yeah. What is the problem with using whey protein? And I'm actually looking forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Are you coming to the game?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Just find me. I'll be there. So will David. I know Boomer's coming too. The thing about whey protein, first of all, whey, and this is, I'm staying with a friend of mine named Todd Sweeney. He's staying with my buddy Kent Backler, who actually is the one who produced my Diamond Dallas Page DDP, the journey, the Positively Page journey. But Todd, he knows more about the proteins than anybody, and he says that, first of all, whey is its lowest form. It would be like the worst thing for you when it comes to, like, using the shit. Like, of all the things that are good, bad, and worst, whey would be, like, the least healthiest that you could have. It would be garbage. But whey itself is based derivative from milk, and that's one of the reasons why I don't drink it. I didn't know, you know, what level was at. I drink or use, and it tastes awesome, is J. Rob's egg white protein. And that's the cleanest. And I always look at ingredients. I remember one night, Stacey, you'll get a kick out of this. I was over with Terry, and Lex Luger had given me a protein pack. So I was just, dude, give me a protein pack. And I was taking him through some DDP yoga stuff. And I grabbed just, you know, two of his protein shakes and or the things. I was going to pour it into my shaker when I, you know, later on when I got, you know, wanted to catch a protein or was thirsty. So I was at Terry's and I split it open. You know, me and her just got done working out. I said, I'm running. I'll talk to you later. She called me up. She goes, did you read the ingredients on this? This is when I was really getting into it, like 3 years ago. She goes, could you bother to read the ingredients? And what would happen, I would take for granted, like so many other people do, that, well, it must be good. Lex has it. Well, no, that's not true, because Lex didn't read the label. And when she said, maybe you want to pull over and throw up right about now. And I swear to God, I did. When she started saying some of the stuff was, stop, uncle. I got out and I threw up. I didn't want that in my system. And if you look at J. Rob's, got six ingredients. And then down the side it said, no GMO, no MSG, no milk, no wheat, no gluten. I mean, it's got all the no's. And it's got six little items. Three of them are sweeteners. One stevia, another xanthan gum, and the other xylitol. All three of those are sweeteners. It's why it tastes good. You know, so that's what I would suggest you use. Does that help you out, Hack?
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
Buddy. And also, Dallas, J. Rob doesn't, whatever eggs he's using, there are no hormones, you know, none of those antibiotics, things like that. So his eggs are really clean.
Yeah, and I would think so. There's so many labels and so many things going on. And I'm at my buddy Kent Backler's house, like I said, and his girl, and she knows I won't eat aspartame. Because aspartame is literally, that's formaldehyde. It's so bad for you. And I try to never, never, never eat it. But I'm a J. Rob's. Drink at least one shake a day. I take the J. Rob's in there. I take flaxseed. I put it in there. And then I'll take some pure, really good peanut butter, shake that thing up. My God, it's amazing. So I'm like hooked on these shakes, right? So Jennifer, Kent's girl, goes, I thought you said you don't eat aspartame. I go, I don't. And she's looking at a list of amino acids, and it doesn't say aspartame, but it's close to it. And you tell me it's got aspartame in it. Oh, man, that is such a buzzkill. And then Todd, the guy who's Mr. Bodybuilder, you know, really trained a lot of champions and knows all about protein, he goes, this doesn't have aspartame in it. That's aspar something else. And that's part of the amino acids. That's part of the thing. I was like, oh, thank God. You know, because I'm still guilty of not asking or not reading sometimes. So if I'm guilty of it, I know a lot of people are. So if you really want to know what you're eating, what you're putting in your mouth, I got to put over, what's the guy's name? O'Reilly, the guy who has his own show, real controversial. Pat O'Reilly, is that
Bill O'Reilly?
O'Reilly, that's it.
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly is Mr. Gluten Free now.
Oh, I heard that.
Hear that, right?
Yeah,
that was amazing to me because he started busting balls about it and saying how he took it out of his diet, meaning what he eats, not on a diet. He took it out of his diet. Like I tell everyone, try it for 2-3 weeks. If you don't feel different, go back and eat it. But if you do, what does that tell you? So he did. Write down because I say Pokemon sends his tips today. His cholesterol went down. His bloatingness went down. His indigestion went away. So I mean, what does that tell you? And I love that Bill probably will like to throw it out there. And because you start messing with the wheat people, that's a lot of money, people. That's like almost messing with oil people. Not as big, but they're pretty damn. And consider a lot of our we supply, I think, two-thirds or more of the world's wheat. And, you know, that being said, you know, for him out there busting balls on wheat was pretty interesting. Sparky, do you have any other questions? Peanut Gallery at all? Are we closed up there?
Katie said she wanted to let you know that her wheat belly buddies are getting on the program. So.
I saw I got to say, oh, my God. People are always asking, who's the new people doing DDP yoga? And there's certain people I just think will never do it. And can never, because while they're there, first of all, Otis Clay, you know, dance machine out there. I got to lose it. Tell me what. And Brodus, but the two guys that floored me, one, I've become, you know, now that I'm out of the business, I've become really good friends with JBL. JBL, you know, world champion on SmackDown champion on SmackDown, a stud football player back in the day, became, you know, wrestling was the. It's funny because we're sitting at the table, and I think how you say his last name is Layfield, and so it's John Bradshaw Layfield, and he goes by LBJ, and I'm saying John LBJ John Layfield is his real name, and Arthur is sitting across from me, and he said, "Do you mean that John Layfield used to be a wrestler? Because he knows him from Fox."
So
the bottom line is, you know, when we were sitting at, you know, having some, you know, some lunch, John and I started talking. Ron Simmons was at the table, a couple other guys, John said, he goes, "I hear your yoga's really going great." He goes, "Can you tell me about it?" And I was like, "Sure." I'm thinking, this is a Texan. This is as much of a Texan as you can be a Texan. And that someone like JBL will do yoga. It's almost, it's as strong to me as my boy Chuck Zito, who was the president of the New York chapter of Hell's Angels for 5 years. It's as strong as that. And then I said, I helped a few different people out. And I said, "I don't know if you heard of the disabled veteran, Arthur Borman." And I picked up the picture to show him. And Ron Simmons, in the middle of eating, was, go. That's what I was talking about. That DDP helped that. You got to see that. You got to see that. So here we are talking about Arthur, you know, about the video. And next thing I know, you know, John's doing it. And then Dean Malenko came up to me. "D, I really want to start working on him." And he's one of the greatest wrestlers ever. And he goes, "I was talking to Jericho, and he really thinks this will help. And, you know, anything you can, you know, help me with, I'd appreciate it." So Dean Malenko coming in. Anytime I can help any of the guys, you know, now I'm getting to the 40-year-old guys. The 50-year-old guys is the ones I want. I mean, Jake, getting Jake, starting Jake out, I'll keep you guys posted as that moves along because I – that's going to be, if he comes around, it could be like a whole rebirth of Jake Roberts. That would be a good thing. Sparky, you have anything to add for the end of the show?
No, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Hiro Ohada from Japan. He put a couple of his DR punches up. I don't know what he's got going on, but he's got some, like, lower mobility stuff going on, and he's got the walker in front of him, and he's just looks like he's crushing it right now. So I just want to give him a shout-out and say, man, you're really inspiring. Keep it up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, Stacey, you got any last words going out?
Well, I wanted to say that on my Hungry for the Truth blog and my YouTube channel are a lot of Chef Bill's recipes, and we'll be putting up some new stuff soon, so stay tuned.
Well, if you're not part of the blog, go and just subscribe to Hungry for the Truth. How do you spell that out, Stacey? We'll get lost on that a little bit.
You just Google my name, Stacey Morris, and Hungry for the Truth. You'll go right to it.
Bill, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it, man. And I maybe whenever Bill can, the day for Bill growing up there. If you want to throw something at him, and that people I think would really look forward to that, you know. So
he'd love it.
That'd be awesome. Awesome. Hey, Robert.
Yes.
Good talk, and I'll talk to you. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but. See ya! Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.